Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'll get to why I'm disappointed in Tyler and his people. Just a second. Big day today, a Texans Ticket Tuesday, 5 o'clock hour. You got a chance to win a pair of tickets, front row seats in the bullpen. Not for Sunday's game. We're not giving you airfare to Kansas City. But for the game against the Cardinals, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets. Texans Ticket Tuesday. So, 5 o'clock hour, stay tuned. Again, if you're on Twitter, IG, text line, YouTube, Twitch, say happy birthday to not only Clint's daughter, Lainey, who's turning 2, but also Tyler Milton, turning 35. It is his birthday, so happy birthday to both of them. You can.
I can't believe you hadn't sang happy birthday yet, man. T told me in the hallway before we got started, he said, he's really hoping to hear it from you today.
Yeah, we're struggling here. Bit disappointed. By the way, also wanted to update you if you missed it. The Texans made a roster move. They let and waived.
A roster boo-boo?
Roster boo-boo. They waived Lakin Tomlinson, the guard, another member of the offseason free agency or trade that is no longer on the team. He had been a healthy scratch here the last couple of weeks, and now he's officially gone. So they do have 2 roster spots open. So I'm certain Nick Caserio and D'Amico on the horn trying to figure out how best to fill those spots right now. Darius Slay was let go. A lot of people have been texting in about that. He was let go, the veteran corner from the Steelers. He is also, through Adam Schefter said, he is still interested in still playing this year and could sign with another team. So 2 roster spots open, and we'll see where the Texans go from here. All right, Clint, Tyler, I'm a bit disappointed in Tyler's people. I heard it from John Lopez first. I've seen it on the text line, YouTube, and Twitch. The way that A&M fans have downplayed this Texas game.
Move on quick, man. Short-term memory. Ain't that right, T?
It's not just the short-term memory.
Now, I'm not downplayed ish.
I'm not going to put everybody in it, but like, yeah, like Lopez, I heard him. Yeah, it was a tough loss, but ultimately it really didn't matter.
Well, that's not true.
Because of the college football playoff and all that. Like, I even heard him say, yeah, it sucks we didn't get a chance to win the SEC, but yeah, we still got the college football playoff. I've seen people text in, so what? A&M didn't show up. Who cares? Whatever. Yeah, congratulations, Texas. This is a big deal. This was a big deal walking into it. And I know you're going to be mad at me, Tyler, but I do feel like this game means a ton to A&M.
I might surprise you because I'm not disagreeing with what you've said so far.
Like, Texas has OU, and there may be some people who feel like that's as big, if not bigger. But, like, you have wanted to play them. They sent you out Didn't you lose your last game in the Big 12 conference that last time you played them there?
I was there too.
Sorry about that. And then you lose at home, big
Justin
one,
Tucker.
Last year.
You knew that. You didn't have to put it in question for him.
I knew the answer to that question.
No, you're not wrong on any of this.
But to downplay this thing like it's not a big deal. Weak. No, it's a big deal. Stop acting like this.
I'm not over it yet. It's absolutely a big deal. It can all be true. Yes, the Aggies are still in contention and going to be playing for a national title, while the Longhorns will not. It's a beautiful thing. But to act like that game and that loss does not still,
for
me, sting today.
Have you felt that? Have you heard that?
No, I have. I was disappointed but I'm not. In Lopez. Don't put me with those Aggies. That's bad bull.
I was disappointed in Lopez when he said that. Yeah, but it ultimately didn't matter.
It's circled on the damn calendar every year. It means more than any other game on the schedule.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that from you, Tyler.
Especially at 11-0.
It has been disappointing, the reaction from some. I couldn't believe that.
Well, my sister-in-law, who is like, when the game was over, she moved on to snacks and Netflix. But
I grabbed a gummy.
I'm glad that finished with gummy.
The interesting thing here, and to me what makes it so painful, is that Texas jumps into the SEC and goes to college football playoffs two straight years. This was a year for you to one-up them. This was a year for you to do it undefeated, beat them the last game of the season to remain undefeated, and then you're in the college football playoffs. Really, I mean, you need to win a game or two, but really anything.
That loss took them from a chance to win an SEC championship.
Undefeated season, never SEC championship. It. Yeah, that was brutal. That was in the big scheme of things, that was brutal. Tyler, tell me this, and I don't know if you're not necessarily the one because you're obviously not a Longhorn. I personally think Texas A&M is significantly bigger than Texas OU.
Oh, yeah. I would co-sign that in a heartbeat, absolutely. There's some Longhorns who like to act like, oh, it's little brother, and it doesn't mean – it's all an act. We've been watching this rivalry since the damn 1800s.
Well,
it's unfair because I feel like A&M fans, there's not a secondary rival. Like I feel like A&M means even more to A&M than, because I don't think it's BS that they're, because I'm kind of involved in it in a similar thing, in my rivals. I don't think it's BS that there are some Texas fans that look at OU as a bigger deal than A&M.
Yeah, I look at it like this. I don't have any skin in the game. My wife would be obviously the better one to ask in my family. I know there's some people out there, 713-572-4610. I'm looking at it from an outsider's perspective.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that it would be a 90%+ approval if you said, who would you rather lose to?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Would you rather lose to OU or A&M? I think 10 out of 10 Longhorns would say OU.
They'd rather lose to OU?
Absolutely. I know my wife would. Now, that's also, there's some family, there's a family dynamic there. But living in this state.
Saw that damn photo your wife posted.
And that's fair. from an outsider, somebody who has lived in Big 12 country in Kansas City, I'd always thought OU and Texas were bigger than A&M and Texas.
It feels very much. I could be completely wrong. I think if for a Longhorn that lives in Texas and is from Texas, I believe if you ask them who would you rather lose to, if you had to lose to one of them, I think 10 out of 10 would tell you OU. You got to live with this stuff. You can lose to OU, come home, and the Aggies may beat you up about it, or somebody around here may beat you, but you ain't got to live amongst them. You lose to A&M or vice versa, you got to listen to that crap at Thanksgiving. You got to listen to that crap at Christmas. You got to listen to it every day at work. You got to – like that. That's – I would think that the – if we're being honest here, I mean, if we're not just taking shots at the Aggies, if we're just being completely honest, what hurts you more, a loss to OU or a loss to the Aggies? I would think that it would be a significantly bigger number, say the Aggies.
Yeah, because I think it's just BS to say that game, to even downplay that at all. Yeah, it should hurt. Don't give me. Well, you, and I know mean, it hurts. Don't give me the snacks. Or let's just roll on and say, well, I didn't really.
It's good for the Tylers and the J-Lo's of the world. Is you do have something to fall back on. It would be absolutely, I mean, excruciating if you were in a position to where that not only knocked you out of the SEC championship, but it also knocked you out of the college football playoffs.
And it's them.
Right, right.
Yeah, you haven't beaten them in I don't know how many.
So just, I mean, look, we've all been there before. Luckily, you got something as an Aggie to go, yeah, that hurt a little bit. I'm going to lay around and bleed a little bit, but then I'm going to get up and go play for a national title. So it's a little bit easier of a blow right there to withstand than if it knocked you completely out of everything.
Text line coming through. Clint is correct. Rather lose to OU. Texas and OU has the whole state fair, and it's a damn holiday, but UT would never want to lose to A&M. For Texas fans, OU is a bigger game and a bigger rival. Yes, you always want to beat your in-state rival, but the OU game has been, excuse me, and will continue to be more significant to Texas fans than the one against the Aggies. Plus, you can't really call a rivalry, all right, 78-34-1 a rival. All right.
Somebody's being hateful.
Yeah.
Somebody. Well, look, I think there's also a dynamic to see the other side. I do think there's a dynamic of like OU and Texas – were playing for national titles when they were this rivalry was a thing, right? Since the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, that's back in the Southwest Conference days.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that has some dynamic to it. I don't know. I just, if I got to come home to it at night, that's a little more painful.
Because I think there are other ones, just from afar, and I'm listening to you guys and I'm seeing it split. Like, for Michigan State's number one rival is Michigan. But for Michigan, I think their number one rival is Ohio State. Now, maybe in that state, I don't know, and maybe I'm off on that. But hell, in Ohio, they cross out the letter M on everything on the campus during that week.
I love that little tradition.
That is so you know. And then Kansas State's biggest rival is Kansas, but I hate Missouri. Like that is the team. From afar, it's always been built up in my like OU Texas Red River rivalry.
What I end up telling folks, a little factoid. I mean, both Texas and Texas A&M have the other damn school in their school song. That means something. Like, we're singing about hating each other. I don't hear no OU in that
Texas fight. I'm glad.
I think the layoff took some of the mustard or whatever
off of it.
I like it. I know where you're going.
Good on a burger. Shout out Bevo.
So I meant to say luster, but with mustard.
I like my. Are you hungry? 4 o'clock. It's about your time, ain't it?
It is. I'm about to go heat something up.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.